Here's a growing problem internationally.
From the UK and US to Japan, Australia, South Africa, India and Pakistan, retailers are reporting increasing incidents of shoplifting. We're starting here, in the city of Liverpool, in the northwest of England. It's a Wednesday afternoon in one of the busiest shopping areas of the city.
Yeah, I've got the new camera there that's kind of views down to the front of the shop, and this kind of covers this section, and we've got another one just in the middle over here.
Neve Smith is the store manager of Resurrection, an independent clothing shop. She's showing me new measures they're taking to stop shoplifters.
We just put one out of each, so that there has been a few times that when we just had them put on, that people were coming in and just trying to pick them up and walk off with them.
And everything tags on it, beanies, yes, caps, T-shirts, it's all tagged up. That yes, must be expensive to keep so many tags.
We are constantly running out of tags at the moment because we are tagging literally everything. The only things we can't tag is really the sunglasses. But yeah, everything gets tagged, even the socks within a pack, like three packs of socks, we tag every single sock.
In a crowded stockroom out the back, she tells me what it's been like.
Shoplifting has increased. It has definitely increased. You can see it. It's becoming more violent. You can definitely see that.
Yeah. And when was the last time you had an incident of shoplifting?
Literally a couple of days ago, a couple came in. Like, you would never think, looking at someone, that they might be trying to steal. But they stole two jackets, which it can actually really frustrate some of the staff here. I think a lot of people get quite upset. I think they feel like they're to blame. We never really blame the staff. We understand that people who are stealing things, they're quite clever with it. They're not very super obvious.
Is it hard for you as an independent business dealing with shoplifters when you don't have access to all the security and, you know, maybe the insurance and other stuff that big businesses have?
It is difficult to kind of tackle it in the sense of being an independent. It is difficult. We've got our protective measures in place in terms of cameras. We also use a bid radio, which kind of tells us about shoplifters in the area. But a lot of that is centred around Liverpool city centre. That's why we have kind of had to create ways of dealing with it ourselves, in terms of making sure that we are in contact with other independents who are literally on our doorstep. The cost side of it is really tough. If you steal a £200 or £250 jacket from a big company, it's still bad for them, but it's a kind of a drop in the water. Here, that could be the difference of everyone making a bonus at Christmas or making their, like, a bit of extra cash for themselves. And as an independent, it could destroy the business as well, because if people are stealing all the time, it's noticeable.
And it was the same message from shop workers and owners of independent stores all along this busy street. Alana works in a vintage clothes store, and Delete Matter runs a grocery shop.
I think it is more noticeable now. I mean, people, particularly men, use sort of violence, and then sexual violence is, you know, that sort of threat against, like, a lot of the staff here are young girls. So that's often a tactic that they try and use.
Obviously, a lot of businesses get a lot of things taken from them, but over the last, like, year and a half, we've noticed a lot of things going a bit more missing and things selling quicker. And what's happened is, obviously, when there's no one in the far corner, people were obviously taking stuff as and when they wanted to. So we've had to rearrange the store.
This rise in offences is being felt in countries around the world, and both small and larger retailers are being affected. In some parts of the US, businesses are reporting a growing level of theft involving violence and organised retail crime. It's led to several chains having to close stores as a result.
Well, retail theft is a major concern amongst Americans here in the United States, particularly with not only the shoplifting and the property theft that we're seeing, but also the increase in the violence and the aggression of those who are committing these acts.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.